Military Mondays with David Katz.
David Katz, a very, very good morning to you. How are you? David Katz, are you there with us?
The world this morning. I'm detecting a slight turn in the weather. I think we're about 1 degree up, so
yeah, we
must have passed that winter solstice.
Oh,
business.
Yesterday was gorgeous. Yesterday was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Nothing like, I was sitting in the sun yesterday and just thought to myself, there is nothing like our winter sun.
Well, we haven't seen that winter sun for a couple of months, but I'm not complaining. And I've also got another piece of good news in the face of the devastating news that you announced, the end, the demise of the chocolate log. There is a bit of good news on the horizon.
Tell me.
And it comes after a bit of investigation, is that a sweetie pie is exactly the same as a chocolate log.
See, people are saying this. Is this true? So, Nati, I don't know. You look skeptical.
No, I've had a sweetie pie, I think, like twice. And I actually think you are right.
No, I'm absolutely right. I mean, the mix might be a little bit... I mean, the dome of the sweetie pie may contain a little bit more than the top of that chocolate log. But, I mean, the component parts are maybe in a slightly different mix. You get the same effect, honestly.
So we haven't really lost out much.
Well, you have. You've lost on the name. And, I mean, it's a name that's gone back with me for 50 years. I mean, it's been around forever, for as long as I've been around.
50 years. In fact, we just spoke to Dina Diamond, marketing expert. She told us it's been around as a brand for 50 years. It's a long time.
Yeah. It's part of my childhood, part of being South African.
Yeah, you see, they have taken David's childhood away. Karen says, is sweetie pie kosher? I don't know, Karen. I've never actually tasted one. If some kosher expert is listening,
it would not be kosher?
Oh, please, David, don't even get me started. All right, let's talk Military Monday. Colonel Dyke of the Dyke Advisory Group Mozambique, to tell us about this.
Okay, so I just want to recap a little bit. I think this is worth going in a little bit deeper, which I've done. So just to recap, there's an insurrection. It's an ISIS-based insurrection in the province, the Mozambican province of Cabo Delgado. And it's a gas-rich province. It's an old drug, diamond, illicit goods trading route. So there's those problems over there. Last week, we discussed how it's been destabilized over the years by the Rhodesians and the South Africans through that RENAMO movement. It's left a power vacuum. And in its place, you are having problems where the central government is not able to control the area. You're having problems with insurgencies coming in, and the latest insurgency for the last couple of years has been ISIS-based. And the Mozambique government apparently has been trying to bring us under control for a year or two now. And interestingly, the first try was with a bunch called the Wagner Group, which is a Russian-based group. It's one of Putin's cronies, who sent 200 mercenaries in there in 2019, towards the end of 2019, and they got a good hiding at the hands of this ISIS group. And they left cap in hand, and the Mozambique government then went to a gentleman called Colonel Lionel Dyke from the Dyke Advisory Group. And you asked, what got me going on this is that you asked me last week about who were the Dyke Advisory Group. I raised that. I didn't quite know who the guys were. So Colonel Lionel Dyke is a colorful character. He's an ex-Zimbabwean soldier, served in the Rhodesian army with distinction, and afterwards stayed on to serve in the Zimbabwean army with distinction. And he grew some strong roots and was friendly to Mugabe and Mangungwe. So he's got those links also, and he's helped him out of some sticky situations while he was in charge of certain forces in the Zimbabwean army, certainly putting down the Bulawayo rebellion in 1981-1982. So he's earned prominence in Zimbabwe, and he retains their favor. He's also been part of supporting Mozambican forces from time to time over the last decade or two. This is a 76-year-old guy, by the way. So he's been around the block, and he has been into Mozambique on a number of occasions to help the Frelimo government in central Mozambique. He's also involved with anti-poaching measures in South Africa, and he's been very good in...
Interesting guy.
Yeah, a very interesting guy, and he's been particularly successful in the anti-poaching arena in the Kruger Park, where I believe they haven't lost one rhino for the last few months because of old Colonel Lionel Dart.
Incredible.
So you're an interesting, colorful figure, and it's interesting that the Mozambique government turns to him. And it seems to be that they've had offers from America, they've had offers from Britain, they've certainly tried to use the Russians, and yet they've turned to old Colonel Lionel Dart with his ragtag little army of a couple of helicopters and a few light aircraft to help them curb this insurrection. And he's been very, very successful, apparently.
So do you think someone like he is going to sort of lead the charge, so to speak?
Look, I doubt it. As I said to you before, Howard, I think there's got to be a political solution here. I mean, this is an area that suffered a power vacuum for decades and decades. And I don't know if it's an ISIL problem as such, or if it's an economic problem in the area where the central government has neglected the people there for years and years and years, and they've just been brutalized by warfare. They're pawns for the different various interest groups that operate in that area, such as the smugglers, the drug smugglers, the diamond smugglers, Zimbabwean army, Rhodesian army, RENAMO, the central government army. So this is an area that's been absolutely brutalized. So you've got a whole bunch of youth that's the usual story, a whole bunch of youth that have no purpose, who don't have anything to look forward to, who now grab onto the next best thing. They are Muslim. It's a Muslim area, and they grab onto the next best thing when there's no hope. And that is some ideology to try and better their situation. So they've grabbed onto to ISIL, and this is where they are at the moment. So how do you solve a problem like this? I mean, you can send in the army and Colonel Van Dijk, and you can kill as many as you can and try and bring law and order there. But unless there's a political will to sort out the area economically and bring these people back on board within the Mozambican society, this is just going to go on and on and on.
Well, the Mozambican government seems pretty optimistic, especially with the new projects going on in Cabo Delgado, like the Mozambique liquefied natural gas project that's worth about 20 billion rand. So they seem quite optimistic. What are your thoughts surrounding that?
Well, I mean, certainly it's a great boost to the economy. It's an ailing economy. It's got problems. I mean, it's not a rich country, and certainly its military is suffering through not getting enough funding and being able to control the areas that they're supposed to control. So this is good news. The gas off Mozambique is good news. We are using it here in South Africa as we talk right now. I mean, I'm sitting on gas over here that comes from Mozambique. So it's benefiting everybody. But the problem is that these particular insurgents don't see a benefit out of having gas offshore in their province. They're not getting any benefit from the central government. So none of those funds seem to be plowed back into the area. That's the problem. And it's this age-old problem of central government not taking care of outlying districts and using the money and
look,
corruption, etc.
We've seen this, so that's exactly what you saw in Zimbabwe, where you've got one of the most mineral-rich countries in the world that is now starving because the money just didn't go to where it needed to go to.
Absolutely. It's the age-old, seems to be the age-old African problem, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then you get these elements that come in and take advantage of the situation, especially ISIL. ISIL is brilliant at doing that, in coming in and taking advantage and bringing over disaffected people to their way of thinking.
And that's a problem, because that is fertile ground when you've got people that have a genuine and a legitimate concern and complaint.
And I don't believe there's a military solution. I mean, we've discussed this many times on the show. There is no military solution to a political problem. The only thing the military can do is buy a little bit of time for the parties to come to the table and negotiate and do something. And it's no use negotiating if there's not going to be changes, fundamental changes in what's happening up there in northern Mozambique.
Very, very interesting indeed. Unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. It is 8:48. I'm Howard Feldman, Major David Katz. Thank you, as always, giving us some deeper insight into various issues.